Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory, oh what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory,
what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with
my friends at the old country church.
Good morning. We greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we get into your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can receive this word, Father, in knowledge and truth and strength, so that we can grow in faith and closer in our walk to the Lord Jesus Christ. Use us, Father, to help others. Be with us throughout the study this morning. And I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now. See if I can help us throw out any. We're going to be in chapter 10. And here in verse 1. Now, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. 5. And now send men to Joppa for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. All right. Now, let's stop here a minute to take a look at what we have read there in those six verses, what we're kind of reading about. You know, Cornelius was a Roman centurion there at Caesarea. And he had been under Pontius Pilate's authority until A.D. 36. And who was in command of approximately 100 men. He is mentioned only in Acts 10, but he is important because he was the first known Gentile to be saved. Now, Philip had gone earlier to the Samaritans and to the proselytes from Ethiopia. But both of these had undergone circumcision and were following the law, so they were not a major offense to the Jews. The Jews could, according to the law, fellowship with them, but such was not the case with an uncircumcised Gentile like Cornelius, even though he was a God believer who gave alms and prayed to God. God used four supernatural events to persuade Peter to go to the Gentiles and to convince the Jerusalem Jews to accept them. Now, through Cornelius' good works, and prayer served as a memorial, they did not save him. He was saved after he heard the gospel of Jesus. You see, just knowing the word don't get things done. And doing good works. We cannot do good works in order to be saved. We do the good works because we are saved. Not to get saved. Now, Philip probably was already in Caesarea, but God required Cornelius to send for Peter. Peter's presence here was just as important as it was in Samaria on each of the three occasions where God initiates a new aspect of the church age at Pentecost among the Jews, then among the Samaritans, and here among the Gentiles. God chooses Peter for the task, thereby providing unity and equality among each of these groups within the church. And we need to note that even Peter comes under attack for his actions. How much more would any other man? You see, they are always wanting to attack anyone that is really a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ in that day and time, these special groups, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests and the scribes, all wanted to deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, You pick up there with verse 7. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. So he's called these men into him. 8. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. He's sending them after Peter. Now, here in verse 9. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the 6th hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. He's having a vision. Now, here in 11. And he saw. Heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners, and let down to earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Raise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." 15. And the voice spake unto him again the second time. And this is a good warning for all of us. What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. And you see, that is one reason why we give thanks for our food. Because it cleanses it. And in doing that, we're told in God's word that it will never hurt us. 16. This was done thrice, three times. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. 17. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate, and they had found it. Now, 18. And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. 19. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee." You see, God knows exactly what he's doing and how to get everything done. Now, ordinarily, Peter would not have went with these men, because they were Gentiles. 20. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. This is the Lord talking to Peter. 21. Then Peter went down to the men which was sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee, for telling him exactly and why Cornelius sent for him. Now, before he gets there, he knows what is expected of him. Now, 23. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. You know, God used that sheep vision to teach Peter two important truths. One, that God has now cleansed all animals for food. And contrary to the dietary codes of the Mosaic law, all men are fit for salvation. So, you see, Peter learning two things. How much are you learning? Are you learning that it does not matter what color skin that person has got? And even if they are walking in darkness, but when God sends you to them, he has a reason. So we don't argue about it. We just go. And then we do. We speak what God gives us by the Holy Spirit to say and to do. And you see, the Holy Spirit will guide you. And he will speak through you. Now, and the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. You see, he's calling a bunch in. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him, shook him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. 28. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew company are come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. He learned. That's what you and I need to be doing as we study this word. Be learning to treat all of mankind as God would want them treated, by following the Holy Spirit and his guidance, because he is with you and I with the love of Almighty God. And he is there to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ through us and in helping others. No. But as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And that is a good lesson for each and every one of us. Now, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent for me. 30. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Now, 32. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. God's way of taking care of Cornelius and answering his prayer. 33. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. We want to hear all things that God has given you. 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. 35. But in every nation he has feared him, he that feared him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Of all. No matter where that man comes from, or color his skin is. Now, 37. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Here in 38. As Peter gets started now with what he's going to be sharing with them. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 39. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. 40. Him God raised up, the third day and showed him openly. Showed him openly. 41. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. You see, he's sharing this whole thing with Cornelius and this group that he has brought together. And it's a good-sized group. 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. 43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. He fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see, Cornelius and his friends he had gathered in and his family were the first of the Gentiles to be granted this from God. Now, besides salvation, they have also been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. And 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? You see, God does not work exactly alike with all people. Most usually, we go to the Lord Jesus Christ and pray for forgiveness for our sins. And then we are baptized in Jesus' name and bring him into our lives. And then, as we are ready, we are given the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you see, Cornelius and this group worked just the opposite. They were filled first with the Holy Ghost. And then, now, Peter is seeking to baptize them. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Think about that now. We're praying now for him to tarry there with them certain days. We're not wanting him just to leave right out. But you see, neither is Peter really going without having to do some answering for what he has just done here with Cornelius. Because he's rebuked by the Jewish Christians. Because they are still under that impression. The Jews are not supposed to have anything to do with the Gentile people. We have now come to the end of chapter 10. And we're going to stop there for this morning. We'll be picking up with more on this same story, taking it a little further and finding out a few more things, God willing, this evening. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, I thank you for this word, Father. But Father, we love this word. We love you, and we love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we love the Holy Spirit. And Father, I am thankful for all that each has done for me and for mankind. Now, Father, we thank you for the times that we can come together to share this word with each other and with all that will listen. And Father, we pray for Jerusalem. We pray for them to have peace, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land in which we live, that is filled with so much evil, that has been done so, Father, because of ones in our higher offices that are filled with evil, that's within our government, that has brought things upon this land and to the people. I pray, Father, that they be replaced, removed from office, and that they are replaced with those, Father, that are walking in righteousness, that loves you and loves the Lord Jesus, loves your church and your people in this land, and that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation which you founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray for all that listens to this service. I pray, Father, for you to keep them through this day in health, keep them safe, and bring us all back together again this evening, Father, at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and back into your world. Father, this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. With God, he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now.